News, December 14, 2023. As I am writing this article today, there is much going on in politics, but as is my policy, I stay away from this subject and try and find other interesting happenings or which have happened. As I get older, I find myself hitting more erroneous keys and having to make more corrections. I don't know why, but when I press the B key many times it comes out OP, another mystery of old age. Thank goodness we don't use typewriters anymore. I see where Voyager 1 is having problems again. It is almost 14.5 billion miles from Earth and is using computer technology from 1977. It is not sending back any data right now. Here is the amazing part as far as I am concerned. NASA thinks it will take weeks, but they think they can fix the problem. It takes over 19 hours to send a message to Voyager 1 and a few hours more to receive a signal. It is incredible it has lasted functionally for about 46 years. It has also demonstrated to me space travel might be a little safer than those old movies show us where ships keep running into asteroids and meteors. Well, it looks like we are not going to get UAP transparency anytime soon. The bill would mandate it has to be watered down so much it is nowhere as effective as it needed to be, according to many, including some in Congress, along with David Grush, the whistleblower, who says the government is covering up its retrieval of UAPs. I should have known it was too good to be true. I, along with others, have been waiting for decades to finally find out what the government knows about UAPs and what their true involvement with them is. By the way, Grush, who was a UAP whistleblower who appeared and testified before Congress about UAPs, says he is going to come out with more information in the future. One member of the House, Eric Burleson, says the addition to the bill is a joke. He meant this in a derogatory way. It is being said scientists have figured out at least some of the words in whale talk. The whales make a series of clicks and pops when they seem to talk to each other, and the scientists have said they have figured out some of these and are hoping this will help them with deciphering extraterrestrial speech when the time comes. I guess they haven't been paying attention to those movies that seem to indicate they use thought transference. It's full speed ahead for NASA's commercial partners, who are working on plans for a new space station. Three companies are currently receiving funds from NASA to accomplish this. NASA states the companies are making incredible progress. Let's hope this is not just hype. The companies are Axiom Space, Orbital Reef, and Blue Origin. You may not be familiar with two of the companies, but the third, Blue Origin, is the company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. He recently contracted SpaceX to launch some of his communication satellites. There are rumors it will cost over $1 billion to take the International Space Station out of orbit. It seems the scientific community is doubling down on the search for extraterrestrial life. City, the search for intelligent life, scans the frequencies for signs of intelligence, and even though they normally scan from 1420 to 1720 MHz in their search for intelligent life, they announced they will expand and search even more frequencies. Lately, the solar system is being zeroed in on this search. Such moons and planets as Venus, Mars, and the moons Europa and Enceladus for a start. Europa is a moon of Jupiter. It is believed to contain liquid water under the crust of ice. Enceladus is a moon of Saturn and is also thought to contain water. Exoplanets are also being studied, but are just too far to get to with our current technology. Technology is being studied which will allow drilling through the ice and get us to the water with the instruments needed for the search. When searching for life, water plays a big part in the search, according to scientists. NASA has announced a new technology. Actually, it has been worked on for years and it could have more uses than we are being told. It is a technology which creates a plasma which covers a rocket. NASA says it is created by electromagnets for craft flying at hypersonic speeds. One thing we have noticed about UAPs is the fact they can not only speed through the air, but also dive into and speed in the water. I have to wonder if this is also the first step in allowing us to do that, or is it limited to air travel? The purpose of the plasma is to reduce drag or steer the vehicle. Sometimes there are objects which seem to be treated the same way as UAPs. They don't get the coverage they deserve, and there are times they get no coverage at all, and we only find out about them years later. I think if I were to be asked, besides UAPs, what other types of objects seem to be protected from some of the disclosure, I would have to say pyramids. Scientists seem to get very worried when a new pyramid is discovered and dated to an older date than the Great Pyramid of Giza. It is sort of the same when evolution is questioned. There are a few pyramids which now are thought by some to outdate the Great Pyramid. One is in Bosnia, another in Indonesia, and another is said to be in Alaska. This seems to be a very touchy subject for scientists who deny there is really a pyramid in Bosnia, saying it is a natural formation. They deny the existence of the one in Alaska altogether and claim the one in Indonesia is misdated. Japan's new rocket fuel might be the smelliest ever used. There is a Japanese company testing the idea of using cow dung as rocket fuel. The dung was said to create biomethane fuel and was tested in a burn. One of the advantages is said to be it is very cost effective. Will this catch on? Some companies are already using methane sourced a different way. A new type of rocket engine being developed by NASA is said to be more efficient. It is known as ARDRE, which stands for Rotating Detonation Rocket Engine. It seems to be an update to an old idea which was using a nuke bomb to detonate behind a spacecraft every second or two to push it along. Needless to say, this 1960s idea was totally impractical. The new idea is to have a conventional engine rotate rocket bursts. NASA believes they can reduce the system length without losing any power.